This is why men like don't believe what women say, because we constantly contradict ourselves.
He took me in. He put me into nursing school. He got my hair, nails, everything done. But then he ended up losing his job. What did I do? Broke up with him and got on because I'm not finna take care of no grown man. I'm not doing that.
So is this what we're doing? Really? Stick around and we can talk about it. Let's go.
Andre, you are doing great, man. You be dropping some gems.
There's a difference between being alone and being lonely.
You definitely are not afraid to dive into a controversial topic or two.
If you want to know how your man's going to treat you, look at how you treat his mother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is going to be really good.
Hey, everyone. This is Andre Pearson. Welcome to my channel, Why Does Love Hurt So Good? In this video, I'm going to show and share why so many men have problems trusting and getting close to most women. I'm going to show you in this video the kind of women that make it harder for other women to find and attract good men. Now, for those kind of women that's in relationships right now with a good man, you know how hard it is to get him to be vulnerable and share his feelings with you. It's harder than finding a job. Those who are successful knows that if she serves him, he will serve her. Unfortunately, some of the women who have good men take advantage of them, making it harder for him to trust the next woman that he gets with. Now, I say this because for the men who are with these kind of women who got taken advantage of, when they get with the next woman, the first thing they think is that she's going to do the same thing as well. And this is why men today see committing to one woman a sucker move. Now, yes, you do see some men dating women, giving some women what they want, money, clothes, etc. But they're not giving them what they want the most, the emotional connection to him. In some relationships, women who go in with bad intentions would treat their man like he's a character in The Wizard of Oz. She would tell him she needs him to take care of her, treat her like a queen, and he should be faithful and loyal to her. And she would say if he do this, she would do the same. But when he succeeds on the brick road that she sends him on, this is how he's rewarded.
So what's going on here?
Oh, whoa.
What's going on here? What you mean what I'm doing? Who is you?
Kilo, bro.
Who is you?
That's my I ain't even here to talk to you, bro.
I'm here to talk to you. You said who?
That's my sister.
Nah, that's Cap. That's Cap. You're supposed to be with your sister right now.
I'll leave.
Nah, who is you though, bro?
I'm Kilo, bro.
Kilo, okay. Who is you to her? Because this is my baby mom right here, bro.
Oh, I ain't know all that.
So you ain't tell them you had kids, huh? You ain't tell them that I'm supposed to.
I have like 5 kids. But
so you ain't tell them that I'm at the house with the kids, and you talking like about you supposed to be with your sister.
You supposed to do that.
Yeah, but you just said you was with your sister though.
You the baby daddy.
You just said you was with your sister, right? You ain't with your sister. Who is this?
My sister is right around the
I just called her. She said she at home.
Okay.
And I got your location. You forgot to turn that off, huh?
Oh, my God.
A few moments later.
Wait.
What's up?
You're just my baby daddy. You acting like you my man.
But we live together, right?
I could be on the
date. No. We live together, right?
No.
So we don't live together?
You got no money. You got way more money than him. You got ice on your neck.
Well, ice got to do anything, though.
Because I know he's going to take care of me.
I've been taking care of you with my job money that I've been doing for the last 3 months since I came home from prison.
I don't want no man with a job. Like, ew. I don't.
What you mean?
I want this right here. This is who I want.
That's crazy. I'm at home with the 5 kids while you out on a date telling me that you with your sister. How you think that made me feel,
though? You're supposed to be on daddy duties right now.
Yeah, but what you supposed to be on? You just talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm at home with the kids.
Okay, you supposed to do that.
Okay, and what you doing? Why you lying?
Because why are you in my business? You not my man.
It don't matter.
You my baby
daddy. We live together. Oh, now I'm not your man.
You my baby.
Now I'm not your man. So, no. So now I'm not your man when we over here with him.
This is my man.
I'm going to
leave.
No, don't leave, bro. This really ain't got nothing to do with you, bro. This got something
Why
to do with you.
Why are you doing this in public?
And I hope you know. I hope you told him the truth about what you got going on, too.
What truth? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Now you don't know what I'm talking about.
Just
leave. No. I'm going to just tell him.
Leave.
I'm going to tell him.
Leave, baby.
Respectfully, I'm going to tell him.
Can you just ignore him?
Yeah, that shit crazy, man. I'm at home with five kids, and you on a date, though. That's crazy.
You don't know how to
take care. I'm at home with 5 kids all the
time.
But you
always complain.
That's crazy.
Oh, I'm so I forgot. That's my fault. That was $5,000
I bet you she didn't tell you she got that H.
That what?
That H.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. I feel like you can use your brain, right?
Hey, look, the good thing is...
No, ain't no good thing. It's just crazy how, like, I really do everything. I pay all the bills in the house, and you out here on a date with another dude.
You don't
the good thing
all the
is,
bills.
Bro, I'm going to tell you the truth. Honestly, bro, we ain't did nothing.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. You think I'm supposed to sit over here and believe? This ain't even got nothing to do with you for real, bro.
Why are you talking to him?
What you mean? I'm over here wondering why you got me at the crib and with the 5 kids and you on a date with a dude. When you supposed to be with your sister. What you mean? The rent is already paid. What you mean? What you mean?
So she got the age. Why you want her to come back home?
It ain't because I got it too. Why?
Oh my
God. Why, what's up? She the one gave it to me.
Yeah.
So if you did something with her, just know.
No.
Let's talk about that. Get your ass up off of here, man.
Now, I'm not saying that there aren't men who are doing the same thing, because they do. But unlike women who will stay after being hurt, most men will not stay. Most men don't deal with being lied to well, which is kind of ironic because they tell more lies themselves than the Bible got scriptures. Now, in today's society, the women's anthem is, I need someone to take care of me. And for the man who is doing this, these good men work hard every day to provide for not only their wife, but their family as well, only to come home to deal with this.
What you got going on? Why am I hearing you pregnant?
Who you heard that from?
It don't matter. Are you pregnant?
I might be.
By who?
I mean, how could it be you if you ain't even home? You never here.
So wait,
I don't even see you.
I gotta call you,
pencil that in, and even have time with you.
So you saying you pregnant? It's not mine. And you living here? Why pay all the bills at?
That's the least you could
do. Are you out of mind?
That's the least you could do.
What you mean?
You've been neglecting me for a long time.
So you looking baby on me?
I didn't even hear it from her anyway. Why y'all talking in the first place?
That's what I mean.
That's the stuff that I be talking about.
A few moments later.
That's what I mean. It's simple stuff like that. You can't talk to me, but you can talk to her. How that make sense? You think I'm stupid?
You sitting up here with a secret, baby. You talking about talking. When was you going to say anything?
It was a secret. You just didn't know about it.
So what is that called? A secret.
It's called, you was out of the loop. You just needed to be out of the loop.
But you and my, we got a whole kid together. Is that my kid? So you saying it's not my kid?
I'm saying it's a possibility.
That a 6-year-old is not my kid.
When have you spent time with me? When have you been around?
I'm always working. You be on Instagram all day talking.
It makes money. What you mean?
I'm paying everything on Keisha. Like, come on, you for real? And you crazy come talk to me or nothing?
I've been trying to talk to you. I've been trying to call you. I've been trying to have conversations with you. I tried to set up date nights. You wasn't worried about it.
It's all
you
good.
Wasn't worried
you,
about
you,
it.
You right. Look, it's a date night and it's talking. Get your bag and get out.
You really finna do this right now?
Man, what option are you giving me? What you want me to do? Play daddy daycare here? No, not doing that. You gonna sit up here and lay in the bed while you pregnant? Like, how long is you gonna keep this up? Was you gonna say anything at all?
I mean, do you sit here and tell me what you doing when you gone all hours of the night, when you don't come back for 2 and 3 days? But you working though, right? You working. Because what job has you gone for that long? And let me guess, your phone just don't got it. You don't have a charger. Your phone just don't work. Your thumb's broke. You don't have a way to communicate with nobody.
The difference is, ain't nobody telling you nothing though. You ain't hearing it from my friends. But you on the other end, your friends, yeah, they quick to tell me how you pricked about another guy.
I don't hear nothing from your friends because all your friends trying to talk to me in the first place.
Whatever. Man, listen, man. I ain't trying to do all this for a little boy in there. Get your stuff and get out for real, Keisha. You got to go. I ain't doing this.
Whatever. You
job, you ain't getting pretty. Crazy.
Whatever.
Talking about neglect.
If you wanted something more to happen, then you should have been here. You should have been here.
Who gonna pay the bills, huh?
Now, for some women who think like this, which is their mindset, to them, they are the employer, and he is their employee. Because to most, in their mind, what's yours is ours, and what's hers is hers.
This, why do I got a bank statement in the mail or with an account that I don't know nothing about?
First of all, don't come in here yelling at me about no account. I have an account to make sure I'm good. That's why the account is there.
Why are you taking money out of account while I don't know?
You are my husband. I have to make sure I'm good. If we were to ever get divorced, I'm not about to be out here with nothing.
We gotta make sure we good. Yes, this don't got nothing to do with you sitting taking money out of account that I work hard for.
Do you not work for us? Are we not a family? You want, don't
this is working for you. This ain't working for
us. No, it is. I have to make sure I'm good. I'm a woman. If you were to leave me, I need to be okay. I have to make sure I'm good. I'm not about to argue with you about money.
You are so
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Everything I've done for us, are you serious? You mad because I'm putting
everything you've done for who? Everything you've done for me, I'm the one working. I'm the one putting in the time.
A few moments later.
You cannot be for real right now, Keith. Everything I do for us, and you're mad that I put a little money to the side for me?
Everything you do for us. Everything you do for me. Statement. It's just. I'm gonna tell you, man.
What are you gonna do about it?
You know what I need to do with you? I need to account and stop sharing you. Because that's the reason. That's how you able to go in my, find my words and take the money.
Do what you gotta do. I don't care about it. I'm so serious. I'm not about to argue with you about no money.
I gotta go and work for that money.
I'm not about to argue with you about it. Like I said, if we were to break up today, then what am I supposed to do?
If we was to break up today, you would be A-OK, my friend, because you sipping stealing money for I don't know how long.
That's going to make me okay.
$22,000 not going to make you
no.
okay. Some people don't
Who
make that in a whole year at their job.
What do they need to get a job? Who can live off of $22,000? You acting like I stole $100,000. Come on. It's like money you've been giving me that I just put a little bit to the side in my own account.
Why have you been taking money from my account and putting it in yours without me knowing? $22,000 is a lot of money to be missing. You live in a nice house. I pay all the bills for you. I go to work every day for you, for the family, for the kids.
Don't argue with me about the money when that was our agreement. That was our agreement. Now, you mad about me putting money to the side? I'm not giving it up, so I don't care. What do you want? Like, you can do what you need to do, but
agreement?
I don't care. Yes.
Agreement? Yes. It was agreement for you to take money out of my account and me not know? When was that agreement made? Because I don't know. I wasn't there.
You asked for the money before I put it in my account?
Is it ours? Yeah, baby. You should be asking.
It's ours.
When two people make something together, then it's theirs. If one person provides the whole situation, it's not an our situation, baby. It's a my situation.
So you're mad
and you
that
stealing
I
from me because I don't give it to you.
Stealing.
You.
We share an account and I made an extra account and I moved money to my own account so I would be straight.
You something else. I'm
no,
gonna tell you that.
No, I'm not.
You something else.
No, I'm not. Key, you so mad about this money. What are you gonna do about it? I'm not giving it up.
What am I gonna do about it?
My nails ain't even done right now.
What am I gonna do about it?
Trifling women like this will always find themselves chasing something they will never get because they have never learned that it takes two. Both sides must trust one another. Trust is something that is earned, not given. So there you have it, the reasons why most men don't trust women. Now, if you like this video, be sure to hit the like, subscribe, and notification bell so that you can help support the channel. And if you have a difference of opinion, be sure to do so by sharing it down in the comment section below. I'm Andre Pearson. I will see you guys next week.
If your man gives you a blueprint and tells you, this is how I want you to love me, this is how I want you to tend to me, cater to me, nurture me, whatever, so that I could be content in this relationship, why are you not listening? Why are you winging it in your relationship and expecting the man to, you know, be loyal to you? I'm confused. But you want a man to love you in your love language. I can't stand it. If you two choose to come together and y'all verbalize things, why not respect it? Don't you think that would make the relationship go much easier? It's like y'all make it harder and then you wonder why this man is unhappy. He told you what he wanted. You didn't listen. Do better.